From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Good morning, live from NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, ode to a typewriter. I'm Rachel Martin. It's Monday, March 10th. I'm here flying solo today while Allison Stewart is away. But wait, I'm not totally alone. I've got Matt Martinez, my right-hand man, in the news pod over there. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
Doing just fine.
Yeah, you mentioned the typewriter.
I did.
Yeah, that's what I did this weekend. I typed letters to friends. It was such a surreal experience because I didn't want to handwrite them because my handwriting is, awful. I didn't want to send an email so impersonal. So I cut the difference. I actually have a typewriter.
Well, this is the other question. Why do you have a typewriter?
Well, I love old typewriters. I like the way they look.
I think that's totally a journalist thing because I have one too that
is
my
it?
Grandma used to type
yeah.
on.
Yeah, it's not electric. It's
manual.
Yeah, old
typewriter.
Has the bell going and everything
totally.
Like that. And so I'm typing, telling everybody about my new multimedia show. It's brilliant. Yeah.
But then when you make a mistake, do you have those little whiteout strips that you put in?
I have no patience. I went through lots of paper this weekend.
You just make a mistake, rip it out, start over?
Yeah, thanks, Portland. Thanks for all your trees. I wasted them all this weekend.
Yeah. Okay, here we are. Multimedia show, the future, the BPP.
Yeah.
We have lots of good stuff coming up today. The race for the Democratic nomination is tight, really tight, as everyone must know by now. It's probably all going to come down to those superdelegates. So what kind of strategy could Clinton and Obama play to pull those superdels into their corner? We're going to talk game theory this morning with economics professor Jim Miller. Also, next up in the Every Primary Counts Marathon, Mississippi. What's Mississippi about? Who's going to the polls there? What matters to Mississippi voters? What's the most common misconception about the hospitality state? A local political science expert will walk us through everything we need to know. We're going to have some sports, believe it or not. I'm going to talk about some sports. We'll also have a little bit of ramble, and Matt will give you the day's headlines in just a minute. But first, gas prices are climbing. Right now, the Lundberg Survey of National Gas Stations says we're paying $3.20 on average nationwide. That's up 9 cents in 2 weeks, people. Gas follows oil, of course, and crude oil broke its per barrel record last week, hitting $106 on Friday. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says don't expect the price to go down anytime soon, and brace yourselves for $4 a gallon gasoline. So when was the last time things were this bad? Let's take it on back. It's 1981. You're deciding between pink or blue leg warmers. You're listening to the number one song, Betty Davis Eyes, on the radio, which you still listen to because there's no such thing as an iPod.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips are sweet surprise.
And gas prices are at their inflation-adjusted record of $3.40. So what would the $4 gallon mean? Well, sacrifices, and maybe on more things than just gasoline. Americans have traditionally kept going to the pump as prices soar. A recent Kelley Blue Book survey found that 44% of new car shoppers are going to make room in their budgets for higher gas prices by eating out less, and 40% will trim their entertainment budgets. So fewer trips to Outback Steakhouse, and maybe we'll think twice about blowing $11 on movies like College Road Trip. But wait, what about actual college road trips? A paper in Indiana reports that the annual spring break rite of passage may suffer this year, since it's going to cost more to get to the beach. America's young partiers may forego the trip altogether or have less to spend on Jägermeister when they get there. So will romance suffer? The Society of American Florists says that flower vendors nationwide are dealing with a price hike, with some forced to raise delivery charges and many being more efficient with their delivery routes. And one other thing that seems to get sacrificed when gas prices rise, incumbent parties. Prices doubled in Jimmy Carter's term, and we all know what happened there. Prices rose 20 cents during the presidency of the first George Bush. A gallon went up 30 cents during Bill Clinton's second term. So we can only speculate. If presidential hopeful John McCain can overcome the trend of rising gas prices, accompanying incumbent party losses as he takes aim at the White House. McCain addressed the rising costs of gas last night on 60 Minutes.
The only way we're going to fix it is to eliminate our dependence on foreign oil. We've got to have a crash program, a all-out effort, but I can't give you straight talk and tell you that tomorrow I can change the price of a gallon of gas.
Now, incomes are much higher now than they were in the early 80s. Back then, Americans were spending about 6% of what they made on gasoline. Now it's down only around 4%. Now let's get some of today's headlines from Matt Martinez.